favourites. To the markets and America's main share index, the Dow Jones finished the day down 0.1% at 17,895. Carrie Leahy was watching the day's trading for Decision Economics.
For better or for worse, the market was kind of like the good old market of a couple of months ago when the market went up and down based on oil prices, and this was one of the days where the market slipped a little bit because oil prices faded. An old story has been that the U.S. and global economies can't do better until oil prices do better, so I think that's probably what impacted the U.S. market. It was really, I think, just an oil story and just pretty much light or lethargic trading in advance of the all-powerful, all-important employment report tomorrow morning. So not many people were willing to take positions.
We'll come to the employment report in a second. But yes, Chevron and Exxon both down more than a percentage point. Why is the oil price slipping again?
Well, I think there oil prices are slipping because, believe it or not, there is a weekly report that comes out of the Department of Energy and indicated that inventories might be higher than expected, and that sent oil prices lower. I know it sounds crazy, but there have been weeks in the last 10 years when the most important economic report is this weekly update from the Department of Energy, and so that, I think, probably sent energy stocks a bit lower, thinking that stockpiles might be bit on the high side.
And just briefly, this employment report, what are we expecting?
Well, I must say the report will be, I think, pretty good after a very disappointing report last month that covered May. The June report should see a bounce back to, I'd say, 150,000 or better if you exclude the returning communication workers from a big company called Verizon. That number is pretty good, but the market is treating that as tepid, meaning anything under 200,000 workers per month is only so-so. But if you had said to me 3 years ago that the U.S. economy would continue to grind out jobs in excess of 150,000 workers, I'd say we're doing pretty well. So I'd say any number above 125 is good, but the market will treat anything below 175 as disappointing.
Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.